福给我们。
May God bless us。
现在我们一同打开罗马书第十四章。
Shall we turn to the book of Romans chapter 14？
罗马书第十四章。
Chapter 14 of Romans。
好，我们现在从第四节一直读到第六节。
Reading from verse 4 to 6。
第四节读到第六节。你是谁，竟论断别人的仆人呢？他或站住，或跌倒，自有他主人在，而且他也必要站住，因为主能使他站住。有人看这日比那日强，有人看日日都是一样，只是个人心里要意见坚定。守日的人是为主守的，吃的人是为主吃的，因他感谢上帝；不吃的人是为主不吃的，也感谢上帝。请李博士给我们念。
Reading from verse number 4. Who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? It is before his own master that he stands or falls, and he will be upheld, for the master is able to make him stand. Number 5. One man esteems one day as better than another, while another man esteems all days alike. Let every one be fully convinced in his own mind. He who observes the day, observe it in honor of the Lord. He also who eats in honor of the Lord, since he gives thanks to God, while he who abstains in honor of the Lord and gives thanks to God.
我们大家读第七节到第十二节。
Read together 7 to 12.
一同开声来读。我们没有一个人为自己活，也没有一个人为自己死。我们若活着，是为主而活；若死了，是为主而死。所以我们或活或死，总是主的人。因此，基督死了，又活了，要为做死人并活人的主。你这个人为什么论断弟兄呢？又为什么轻看弟兄呢？因为我们都要站在上帝的面前。经上记着，主说：“我凭着我的永生启示，万气必向我跪拜，万口必向我承认。”这样看来，我们个人必要将自己的事在上帝面前说明。我们再次低头祷告。
Let's pray.
请李博士带领我们祷告。
Father, we thank you.Once again, we come before you waiting for your spirit through the word of God that is written in the Bible to speak to us through your servant too. May you open our heart. May you also humble our heart so that we are able to listen and to listen carefully what you have for us tonight. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 大家都感谢主，赞美主。
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我们上两次
The last two sessions,
已经开始了关于第十四章的讨论。
We expounded the beginning of the chapter 14.
第十四章保罗提到一些很重要、很重要的原则。
Chapter 14, Paul mentioned a very important principle.
有关于圣徒之间怎样彼此相待。
It's related to Christian and Christian. How do we relate to ourselves?
我们每个人都继续不断活在自己的概念、自己认为对的这个思想体系的里面。
We continue to live in a system whereby we believe what is right.
久久我们就接纳了我们。起先不知道到底是不是对是错的事情。
Then as time passes by, we accept things that we don't know whether it's right or wrong initially.
我们习惯在自己惯性的生活的这一个概念的里面。
We now live in the habitual concept that we have in our usual life.
当我们与人接触的时候
，So as we relate to others,
我们发现原来别人的看法跟我不一样。
Then we discover the other thing differently as compared to us.
别人的习惯也跟我不一样。
And others' habits are different from ours.
我认为应当这样才对的事情。
What I deem them must be in this manner that is right.
别人跟我完全不一样。
But other things differently.
而且他们认为他们那样做才对。
And also they feel that what they do is right.
所以我感到他不对。
So I feel that he's wrong.
同时他也感到我不对。
At the same time, he feels I'm wrong.
引起了肢体之间紧张的关系。
So then these brothers and brothers have a, so that those are late will try to come early.
好，谢谢大家。
Thank you.
我们继续讲下去。所以当我感到我这样做是对的。
So when I feel that what I do is right,
我就不知道别人为什么感到那样做才对。
So I cannot understand why that people feel otherwise.
那有关于什么叫做对，什么叫做不对。
In relation to what is right, what is wrong,
就 牵涉到原则的问题。
It involves principles.
你说原则是从上帝启示的伦理的规条所引发出来的。
So you say principles to be deducted from the ethical principle God has given to us.
有一些是神没有启示啊。
But for some other things, God has never revealed to us.
我没有办法从圣经里面查到这件事到底可以不可以做。
So we cannot from the Bible find out whether we can do this thing or not.
反正启示的明文没有规定的。
Things which the Bible has not clearly revealed.
我们就照着保罗所提的三个原则来处理。
As Paul has mentioned three principles to deal with these matters.
我反事都可做。
I can do all things.
但是不都有益处。
But it will not be profitable.
我反事都可做。
I can do all things.
第一。
First,
一定要荣耀上帝。
It must glorify God.
第二。
The second.
我反事都可做。
I can do all things.
第二。
The second.
我一定要造就别人。
It must build up others.
第三。
The third.
我反事都可做。
I can do all things.
但是不可以让罪捆绑管制我。
But then sin shouldn't bind me.
所以叫荣耀上帝。
So to glorify God.
造就别人。
To profit others.
以及在真理中间约束自己
，and in truth we have to bind ourselves，
不受罪所捆绑
，so don't be bound by sin。
这三个总原则
，these three important principles，
成为基督徒伦理的规范
，become also the realm of Christian ethics。
把这些总原则抓紧了以后
，so when you are certain on these principles，
我们就不随便跌倒
，then we will not fall easily。
我们不会随便被撒旦所勾引去
，we will not be easily tempted by Satan。
那么如果我照着这原则所定的事情
，If this thing according to this principle that I determine，
跟别人照着这些原则所定的标准又不一样，怎么办
？And others have different standard according to that principle too。
我就感到那位弟兄不照着我的原则，所以他是违背上帝的。
So that I would feel that my brother doesn't go according to God's principle, he is going against God。
这里就要处理这种可能的冲突。
So here is deal with this kind of conflict, possible conflict。
每一个人都是我已经没有得罪主，我定了这些原则。我自己守住的原则是根据我对圣经最好的了解。
And everybody feels that my understanding of the Bible was the best, the principle that I abide to.
所以这就论到怎样看待弟兄与我们不同的事情。
So then it deal with how do we deal with brothers that think differently as compared to us.
那我们在这件事情又提了两句很重要的话。
So here I want to mention two important statements.
绝对的事要用绝对的精神去处理它。
Thing with the absolute, we deal with in the absolute spirit.
相对的事要用相对的精神去处理它。
Thing with the relative, deal with the relative spirit.
那就最重要的。
That was of more importance.
绝对的。
Absolute.
不可妥协的。
We cannot compromise.
不可让步的。
That we cannot compromise.
我们随便让，随便妥协。
So if you simply say yield to it and also compromise with it,
就会出卖真理。
Then you will betray truth.
我们就会出卖信仰。
Then you will betray your faith.
那我们就把仇敌把它带到我们里面，变成我们的假弟兄。
Then we will bring enemies to our midst to be a false brother.
这个危机就是中国成语所讲的引狼入室。
And this is what the Chinese said that you bring your wolf to your house.
为什么教会有一些人把仇敌当作弟兄来看待呢
？Why is it in the church some people view this enemy as brothers？
因为他们说我们要有爱心。
They say we must have love.
我们要爱仇敌。
We must love our enemies.
所以就把仇敌爱到好像弟兄一样。
So they love their enemies as if they're brothers.
这个是不对的。
This is wrong.
因为你要爱仇敌以前，你要先认清。他是仇敌，然后才去爱。
Because you want to love your enemy, but first know that he's your enemy.
那你爱仇敌的时候
，When you love your enemy,
不是把他当作弟兄来爱。
You will not love them as if they're their brothers.
是把他当作仇敌来爱。
But you love them because they're enemies.
这样我们才不会放弃我们的原则。
And because of that, you will not let go of principle.
不会出卖真理。
And you will not betray also your truth.
不会妥协信仰。
You will not compromise your faith.
相反的，教会有一些人把自己的弟兄当作仇敌来恨。
On the contrary, also there are people who deem their brothers and hate them like enemies.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这个弟兄有一些小事跟我不一样，我不能容忍他，所以相对的事，他把它绝对化。
Because there are some tiny differences of this brother which is different from us, then he absolutely was relative and hit them as enemies.
绝对的相对化。
And what's absolutely mean relativized?
你会妥协，你会出卖真理，放弃信仰。
When you compromise yourself the truth,
然后你就把仇敌当作弟兄来看。
Then you deem your enemy as brothers.
相反的，你把相对的绝对化以后。
Also, when you absolutely was relative,
你就会把次要的代替重要的。把不重要的代替最重要的 然后为那些芝麻绿豆大的事情争到面红耳赤。
Then what secondary will be deemed by you as the primary or most important, and you will argue and you won't compromise.
终极就会把弟兄变成仇敌。
And ultimately, your brother will be deemed as enemies.
这样的两样事都是对教会肢体生活产生最大的攻击跟危机。
In both these occasions, you will bring danger and crisis to the church.
所以我们在肢体生活里面。
So in our body life,
我们要怎样过彼此相爱？
How do we live life to love one another?
彼此尊重,
to respect one another.
彼此接纳,
and to accept one another.
这一定要彼此认知, 他们也是宝血买赎回来。
That we must know that they are also redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
主不但为我死, 也为他死。
Not only Christ died for me, also dying for him.
主不但爱我, 也爱他。
Not alone love me, also love him.
主不但是我的主, 也是他的主。
My Lord is my Lord, also his Lord.
我应当透过主的宝血去看他可爱的地位。
So through the blood of Jesus Christ, I must see things with lovable in him.
不是透过他的毛病去看他可恨的个性。
It is not through his shortcoming we see something which is not pleasant in his character.
我们透过主去看人的时候。
So it is when we look at others through the Lord,
你才有神的心意，神的感受。
Then you have the mind of God, the feeling of God.
我这个很简单的比喻。
A very simple illustration.
你看这条线是红色的。
So you see this is the red linen.
如果你现在戴的眼镜是比这个更红的。
If you wear a pair of glasses with red, more red than this.
透过红的眼镜看的时候，这条会
spectacle red,
这条可能变成白的。
It may turn to be white.
透过耶稣的宝血。
Through the blood of Jesus Christ,
看别人像朱红一样的罪恶。
When she sins of other like this scarlet,
它必如雪白。
But it will be white as snow.
所以我们靠着主。
So by the grace of God,
透过主。
Through our Lord,
照着主的眼光。
And according to His sight,
去看主要我们看的弟兄姐妹的时候。
And we see what the Lord wants to see in our brothers.
你才会爱那些不可爱的。
Then you will love those who are not lovable.
这样当真的。
争 then what you fight, you fight.
当让的让
what you have to yield, you yield.
当争的不让
when you have to fight, you don't fight.
当让的不争
when they got to compromise, you don't fight.
这样你才会真正过一个彼此相爱又没有放弃自己信仰本质的生活。
Then you will truly hold to your principles and living your life without compromising your faith.
所以这里保罗提到的人的软弱。
So Paul here mentioned our weaknesses.
人的软弱不是使你比自己比别人更好骄傲的一个机会。
In human weaknesses, it's not the opportunity to enable you to be proud as compared to others.
你看见别人比你不好的时候，
When you see others are weaker than you do,
你的感谢说原来有这么多人比我差，
you say,
我实在好得不得了， you say, 是骄傲起来。
You say, praise the Lord, others are so weak as compared to myself, and then become proud.
你看见别人软弱的时候，
When you see others are weak,
你要想几件事情。
You must think of a few things.
第一，
the first,
我从前也是这样软弱。
In the past, I was also as weak as it is.
原来我从前这么可怜。
In the past, I was so pitiable.
上帝那个时候就爱上我。
And even at that time, God loved me.
神的爱太伟大。
God's love is so mighty.
第二，
the second,
从别人的软弱上，
from others' weaknesses,
你既然知道从前也曾经是软弱，
since you know that in the past you once been weak before,
你就真正体会他们需要同情，需要可怜，需要担当。
So then you truly be compassionate of what their weaknesses are, and you can pray for them.
让你体会别人软弱痛苦的产生共鸣。
So then you have pitiful heart and compassionate heart of other weaknesses, and you have a resonance from that.
第三，当你看见别人软弱的时候，
when you see others' weaknesses,
你就发现原来上帝给你机会去帮助他。
You find that God give you opportunity to help them.
用你的恩赐去解救他脱离他的困难。
Using your gift to save them from their dangers and difficulties.
你有代祷的资格。
Then you have the position to intercede.
你有劝勉的这个机会。
And also opportunity to exhort.
你把人引到更丰盛生命地位的这个权柄。
And also this privilege to bring them to a more abundant life.
每次看见别人的软弱的时候。
So every time when you see people are more weak.
不是你骄傲的时刻。
It's not a time for you to be proud.
不是你轻看的时刻。
Not a time to despise them.
也不是你 夺取上帝荣耀的时候。
That's the time for you to snatch away the glory of God.
每次你看见别人软弱的时候。
So every time when you see people are weak.
甚至你思想上帝拯救你的时候，你本来是怎样软弱。
So then you want to think that when God gave you how weak you were.
所以你更感恩。
So all the more you are thankful to God.
你更以有经验的身份去帮助别人。
And with a more experienced way, you want to help others.
母亲看见孩子很软弱。
When the mother sees children are so weak.
母亲不是，你看我比他厉害，我母亲这么健康，不是。
The mother would not boast, "I'm so healthy, I'm stronger than my children."
是正是她发挥母性温柔照顾的本能的时候。
Because it's a sign for her to express her motherhood, her tenderness.
所以保罗一开始就说。
So in the beginning, Paul said,
怜悯那些软弱的人。
You might have compassion for those who are weak.
且不要辩论。
Do not also be disputed of those who are arguable.
照顾帮助那些软弱的。
Help and accept those who are weak.
你却不要骄傲。
Do not be proud.
所以最软弱的人。
So to those who are weak.
最怀疑的人。
To those who are skeptical.
你要了解。
You must understand.
你要扶持。
You must help.
你要帮助。
You must support.
你不是论断他。
You don't judge.
但相反的那些软弱的人。
On the contrary, for those who are weak.
看见别人与他不一样的时候。
When they see people are different from they are.
不应当就这个批判。不应当去攻击。
They shouldn't pass judgment through the attack.
他们应当学习怎么去了解别人的感受。
They must learn to understand people's feelings.
这样彼此相爱的生活才能建立起来。
Then our life of living together in love and love could be established.
这就是我两次以前提到的 co-acceptance 道理。
And this is what I mentioned in co-acceptance in the last two sessions.
你能接纳别人吗？
You can accept others.
你能尊重那些与你看法不同的人。
Can you respect those who have different opinions?
这个叫做 to agree with disagreement.
我们同意不同意？
我们中间不同意的。
So we agree that we disagree.
你不同意我不要紧。
You disagree with me is okay.
我可以接纳不同意我的。
I can accept those who disagree with me.
虽然我们不同意。
Even though we disagree.
虽然我们已经同意可以不同意。
But we all agree to disagree.
所以我们可在不同意的事情上还要同样做弟兄。
And that's the upon thing with the disagreement we can still brothers.
这样肢体生活才会建立。
So in this body life we can then be established.
彼此相爱才不停留在。
Then our mutual love will not be a lip service.
真实
so in truth,
在行动
and also in action,
在交通的事情上
in our communication,
我们尊重别人的不同
we respect others' disagreement.
我再说
one more time,
如果我们只找看法完全与我相同的人来交通
if only we fellowship with those who agree with us,
我们就变成在教会里面专门搞小团体的人
so there we find factions in our church.
这个不是交通
This is not fellowship.
你说我跟这个人交得很好。
You say I have good fellowship with these people. Every time we have fellowship, we are so good.
跟那个一交就打，一交就战，交战。
But as the other, I do not fellowship, we fight.
所以能通的相通，不能通的相战。
So we have communication, we have fellowship. If not, we have war.
这个也叫相交吗
？And is that communication?
两种的相交。
都叫 communion.
交通、交战都是交吗
？And whether it's communion or it's war, is the same thing.
教会里面就变成能通的通，不能通的战。
So then in the church, those can fellowship, we have fellowship. Those who cannot, we have wars with them.
能战的战，不惜战，不惜战的才来通。
So if we cannot fight with them, then we start to have fellowship.
这个不是交通。
This is not fellowship.
专找意见相同的人才能做朋友的，那个不叫做相通，那个叫做结党。
Those who find fellowship with those can communicate with them are not having fellowship but have factions.
教会里面有这一党。
So if this faction, this party,
另外党
another party,
教会里面纷争结党，相咬相吞。
Then the church will feel with party spirit.
相打相斗。
We fight one another.
这样基督的爱跟肢体的生活就没有办法。真正事情
then Christ's love and the body life cannot be truly practiced
所以能接纳别人的不同
so he who can accept others' disagreement
这才是伟大的人
that's great
那保罗在这里提了两种不同意见的例子
Paul mentioned two illustrations of how that we differ
第一种是食物的问题
the first on food
的问题
the first on observing days
有人专吃菜有的人什么肉都吃
some will just eat vegetables others will also eat meat
有的人呢他不吃菜
Others will not eat any vegetable.
他专吃肉
Only take meat.
所以那些敢吃肉的人
So those who dare eat meat.
就是你们这不吃肉的单吃菜的很笨很笨
He said that those who only eat meat without vegetables are stupid.
吃菜不吃肉的人
And those who eat vegetable without meat.
你什么都杀鸡也杀牛也杀 很凶很凶。
Because you kill every animal, you are fierce.
什么东西都要吃，很贪吃。
So you eat everything, you're greedy and glutton.
所以教会里面就因为这些小事彼此相争了。
And because of this small thing, you fight.
所以保罗说什么呢？
So Paul said,
为什么有人单单吃菜呢？
What's this someone who takes vegetables?
他可能有一些软弱。
Maybe he is weak.
有的人不敢吃牛肉。
Some dare not take beef.
你问他为什么呢？
Why?
他牛肉味道特别腥。
What's this some smell that I don't like?
有一些人说呢，鱼更腥嘛。
Some also fish also have smell.
但是鱼他就吃。
But he takes fish.
他感到牛肉比鱼肉更腥。
You will find that this beef has more smell as compared to fish.
有的人说的鱼肉比牛肉更腥。
But some will say that fish has more smell as compared to beef.
你说好了好了，反正你是为了腥味不吃就算了。
Never mind, because the best smell you don't think is okay.
但有人说的我不吃牛，因为牛做的棒子不可以吃。
Some will say that I wouldn't take beef because cow work very hard.
因为它功劳太大了。
Because they have great contribution to mankind.
我一方面孝敬父母，也孝敬牛。
So I want to honor my parents, also honor cows.
因为牛做的棒子嘛。
Because he works so hard.
一生一世做苦工，再把他肉掉吃掉，没有良心。
For the whole life, this cow works so hard, you shouldn't eat it.
所以不管你吃不吃。
No, no matter whether you eat or not.
不管你吃的理由是什么。
No matter what's the reason you eat.
你不吃的理由是什么。
The reason is.
你一定有些理由。
There must be some reason.
这些的理由已经变成你信念的一部分。
And this reason becomes part of a conviction.
信念的建立不是一朝一夕的事情。
The establishment of conviction doesn't come on one or two days.
Conviction is just like the great city of Rome. It's not built in one day.
信念不是一天建起的，好像伟大的罗马城一样。
罗马城不是一天建成。
Roman city is not built in a day.
信念也是几年、几个月、几十年慢慢培养起来。
Conviction also is being cultivated year after year.
有的人呢，从前是信佛教。
And in the past, some believe in Buddhism.
他从来就是吃斋的。
Then he would take vegetarian food.
他是吃素的。
Also vegetarian food.
信念是什么都可以吃。
So when you believe in Christ, you eat everything.
马上要他什么都吃。
So if you want him to eat everything,
他等下死给你看，我告诉你。
He will die before you.
所以他没有办法改。
So there's no way for him to change.
因为没办法改。
Because there's no way to change.
如果你要他改。
So if you want him to change,
你要忍耐。
You must be patient.
忍耐为他祷告。
And pray for him.
不要逼他。
Don't force him.
不要指责他。
And also don't rebuke them.
更不要论断他。
Don't pass judgment on them.
论断人的人。
Because when you pass judgment,
你好像自己已经变成上帝一样。
Be God.
你掌握了最后的审判权。
You have the power to pass judgment.
你讲了最高权威的话语。
And you pass the word with the highest authority.
讲你可能会伤害人的良心。
You may hurt others' conscience.
伤害人的信心。
You may injure others' faith.
动摇人对上帝的依靠。
You may shake others' reliance on God.
这些事情上
，all these things，
我们要很谨慎。
We must be careful.
我们要有爱心。
We must have love.
关于食物的不同看法。
And according to the view of different food，
不应当列入是绝对的范围。
It shouldn't be put in the category of absolute.
你是已经变成信念了，还不是绝对的范围。
You say it's a conviction. How can it be absolute?
有关于不是最重要的信条的信仰之外的信念，还不是绝对的。
Conviction with other than the conviction of truth are not absolute.
Only the doctrinal conviction.
只有这个教义的信念。
According to the orthodoxy of the biblical revelation.
按照圣经里面启示的正统性。
Which is so absolute and so must.You should not put it into the relative realm.
而那是强制性的，是绝对性的，不应该把它放在相对的范围。
Those doctrines which are concerned about the eternal life.
那么那些关系到永生的信念，教义
that is very, very influencing in your spiritual eternity.
那么在我们属灵上的永生有这个很大的影响。
You must not relativize.
不应该把它相对化。
That must be absolute.
应该把它当作绝对的。
The absolute one, we should deal with the absolute spirit.
绝对的应该以绝对的精神去处理。
好，我们现在已经明白了这个原则。
So we are clear with it.
所以关你吃不吃。
So whether to eat or not to eat, what to eat.
那个不关系重生得救的问题。
That is not related to your eternal life.
不关系天堂地的问题。
It's not related to things of heaven and earth.
不关系基督救赎的问题。
Or salvation of Christ.
不关系神透过这个办法来拯救我们的问题。
It's nothing to do with the way that God saved us.
所以只能放在相对的范围。
So put in a relative realm.
照样的。
The same way,
第二个例子是什么？
The second illustration.
日子。
Oh, they,
有的人把这一日看得很重要。
Some would deem this as very important this day.
他们就注重这个日子过一其他的日子。
So they deem this day more important than others.
有的人看每一日都是一样重
要。But others deem every day is alike.
所以他们过的时候是每一天一样的严谨，一样的敬畏，一样的不随便。
Every day to them is the same important.
保罗就说了。
Paul said,
有人看这一日比那一日更强。
Some will deem this day stronger than other days.
有的看日日都是一样。
Some deem every day is alike.
是一样强呢，或者一样弱呢？
Is it alike in strength or weakness?
这里保罗没有讲。
Paul didn't say here.
有人把每一天看的都是一样的。
But some would deem every day alike the same.
那么那些把某一些日子看得特别强的。
And for those who deem special days as stronger than other days.
你就不应当呢轻看那些每天看是一样的。
So you don't despise those who deem every day alike and the same.
照样的这些人也不可随便论断那些人。
In the same manner, these people cannot pass judgment on others.
你的日子不是最重要的。
Because days are not of the most important.
你说日子不重要吗？
You say days are not important?
岂不是上帝定第七日为安息的吗？
Isn't it that God has fixed the seventh day and called it Sabbath day?
岂不是上帝特别赐福第七日吗？
Isn't it that God has specially blessed the seventh day?
所以有的人看主日是上帝特别赐福的日子。
So some will do the Lord's day is the day whereby God blesses.
所以他们在主日的时候什么事都不做，除了做礼拜、探访病人、为人祷告、读圣经，他整个日子分别为圣经上帝。
So on the Sunday, these people set it aside as holy, and other than visitation coming to the Sunday worship and visitation, they never do anything at all.
需要东西他也不去买。
When there's a need to buy things, they don't go and buy.
这是主的日子，我不可以买东西。
Because this is the Lord's day, I won't go and shop.
我特别他就要坐汽车去做礼拜。
I want to take my car and go to the church.
其实如果什么都不买，你坐汽车就是用钱买人力。
Because if you were to not do anything, but you go by car, you are using car to buy manpower.
No, you are using money to buy the driver.
You are using money to buy the driver.
就是 manpower.
Manpower.
所以你用钱买了他的力量。
So actually, you are using money to buy the strength.
所以不应当有一个人认为自己比别人更强。
So there shouldn't be anyone who deems himself stronger than others.
认为你自己呢是没有违背上帝的话。
Or you never go against the word of God.
亲爱的弟兄们
My dear brothers and sisters,
犹太人礼拜天是不起火不煮菜
For these Jews on the Sabbath day they will not light a light they will not cook any food
所以当 Sadat Anwar Sadat 不是 Anwar Ibrahim
When Anwar Sadat
被枪毙暗杀死以后
And after he was murdered
埃及政府就决定礼拜六给他安葬
So the Egyptian government want to bury him on the Sabbath Saturday.
那个时候以色列的总理叫 Begin.
And Begin was the prime minister of this Israel.
他想礼拜六是以犹太人的以色列的安息的，那怎么办呢？
You see, Saturday is the Sabbath day of the Jews.
但是当时呢，撒旦跟这个以色列已经开始谈判了。
But Sadat and Israel have gone on the table to talk.
所以呢 ，Begin。就一定要去参加他的葬。
And so Begin has to dare to attend his burial service.
就表示他不要失去这一次的和好的关系。
Which means he doesn't want to lose his chance of making peace.
埃及跟以色列已经紧张了从1967年开始。
Because since 1967, this Egypt and also Israel has been in tension.
其实从48年就已经紧张。
Actually since 1948, they have been in tension.
67的战事又更紧张更紧张。
And it's more tense after the 67 war.
安瓦尔萨达是一个非常有穷大心怀的人
But Anwar Sadat is the one with ambition.
Begin 也愿意跟他谈判
And Begin also is willing to talk with him in peace.
对方被暗杀了
So he was murdered then.
出葬日子要不要去呢
So the burial day should I attend?
要去
Go
安息日
It's a Sabbath day.
违背以色列的规矩
It go against the Israel's rules.
不去
Not to go
不近人情
Then I'm not doing what I should do.
两国和好的谈判会中断
So when they are talking peace, it may be interrupted.
所以他决定去。
So he decided to go.
去是不是妥协了
？To go is a compromise.
大家用车去葬的时候。
So when everybody used the car to bury him,
这个 begin 走路
，begin walk.
他一面去参加葬礼
，he went to attend the burial service.
一面不违背安息，走路去安葬。
On the other hand, it doesn't go against Sabbath day law.
用这样的办法。
And that's the way he did.
你看，以色列人对日子是很看重。
So this is why they place emphasis on days.
当第一间的 Hilton 在耶路撒冷建起来的时候
，where the first Hilton was erected in Jerusalem.
那么一层一层 电梯上去的时候。
So level by level, this lift went up.
你就要按第二、第五、第八、第十。
The two, fifth, sixth, and eighth.
那么到了安息的时候，不可以去按的。
So when it comes to Sabbath day, you cannot push the button.
那怎么办呢
？What to do now?
你坐进去。不按门不会关的。
So if you go in without pushing the button, the door won't close.
站在那两个钟头出来还是同样一楼啊。
So you stand there for two hours, you come out the same floor.
那怎么办呢
？What to do now?
礼拜一、礼拜二、礼拜三、礼拜四、礼拜五，他们按来按去，按来按去。到了礼拜六的时候，安息了怎么办
？So from this Monday to Friday, they push all the buttons. What happened when? What are going to do on Sabbath day?
不知道怎么样解决。
They don't know how to solve it.
所以结果他们想了一个办法。
So they thought of a way.
礼拜六是安息的。
On the Sabbath day, on Saturday,
特别做一个 program.
They make a program.
给那个电梯的每一楼自己开自己关，自己开自己关。
So therefore, every floor it will open by itself.
所以要守安息的人进去了。
So those who want to observe Sabbath day,
开关开到哪一层你就跑出去。
So you close and open whichever floor it comes to go.
那么你要下去的时候
，We want to go down.
接着等等到有一个电梯来了自己开你就跑进去。
So you wait until one lift come open and go in.
你不必按。
You wouldn't push,
所以有的人把日子看得这么强
Some observe the day so strongly
这么重要
So important
但是保罗在他的书信里面说什么呢
But point is piece of what he said
你们守日子我为你们感到惧怕
When you observe the day I'm frightened because of them
因为日子表示对神的顺从跟敬畏是对的
Because to observe the day in order to show respect and honor to God that's right
有的人注重以色注重日子而忽略了真意的时候神根本没有接受他们守日子
But some have observed the days and also placing emphasis on rituals without really fearing God God will not accept the observance
所以以赛亚说
So Isaiah says
你们献祭血流成河
You make sacrifices and the blood flow like a river
告诉他献多少祭那些祭牲的血流出来变成一条红色的河
Which means that so many sacrifices they make so that if the blood flows like a river
上帝不接纳他们
God never accept that
因为什么呢
Why?
因为他们一面献祭一面违背上帝的命令
Because on one hand they make sacrifices on the other hand they go against the law of God
一面守住节期一面违背上帝的话
On one hand they observe that this day but on the other hand they go against the word of God
上帝要教导他的百姓
So God wants to teach his own people
上帝不是要你的祭物
God is not the one thing your sacrifice
上帝要你有真正敬畏的心才能献祭
But that really a true heart of fear to God then only you can make sacrifices
上帝不是要吃大菜所以你要给他好吃的东西煮得滚滚给他吃
It's not that God wants to eat big, good food
上帝要你做个顺命的人
But the one who is obedient God loves
所以呢撒母耳是第一个把经义讲出来有关于献祭的
So Samuel is the one that first expounded on the true meaning of sacrifices
他对扫罗说
He told Saul
顺命胜于献祭
To be obedient is more important to make sacrifices
就透过以赛亚说
And through Isaiah, prophet Isaiah
正月初一十五耶望耶说
and the first day and the 15th day of the month
上帝讲一句从来没有人讲的话
and God has spoken this statement no one has ever spoken
我恨恶你们的安息日
I hate your Sabbath day
安息日是上帝赐福的变成上帝恨恶的
you know Sabbath day is ordained and blessed by God how come God
为什么呢
why
因为他们已经失去了那节日真正的敬虔
because they have lost the true godliness in observing days
以守那一日当着他们荣耀上帝
In observation of day they feel proud because they thought they are honoring God
正像今天一对夫妇庆祝生日庆祝结婚日晚上男的跟别的女人睡觉女的跟别的男人睡觉
Like a couple they want to celebrate this anniversary today but yet the man go and sleep with other woman the woman sleep with another man
那么那一天是结婚纪念日
That day was anniversary day
他花了几万块请大家来
They spent thousands and thousands of invitations
我们结婚纪念日
We is the anniversary that we celebrate
那天晚上呢男的跟别的女人睡女的跟别的男人睡
But on that night they sleep with different people
所以这个日子就没有意义了
So this knows the meaning of the day.
结婚日就是结婚时大家合一相爱的一个表现的日子。
Because the day of wedding is the signification of the day whether you're in love.
结婚的分离就是结合的一个见证。
And also the separation.
结合就是结合，结婚的分离就是结合的一个见证。
The wedding ceremony actually is a symbolization of your union.
It's the testimony of unity.
It's a testament of your unity.
所以你两个人合一的时候
，So when they come together in unity，
分离做纪念。
Then you have the, this matrimony。
那个日子之所以神圣
，And that day is a holy matrimony。
不是的，那个日子比别的日子更圣。
Day is more holy than other days。
在那个日子里面，你们合而为一了。
But because of that day, you are united。
所以那个日子的重要性。
So the importance of that day
不在乎日子的本身
It's not on the day itself
那个日子所表达的所见证的爱的结合
But on what it testifies on that day that's a union in love
所以一个犹太人守安息日
So for a Jew to observe Sabbath day
却不懂得神要给他真正的安息
But then he doesn't know the true meaning of Sabbath God want to give him
最终挣扎有什么意思
And then he's struggling in sin
一个人在献祭的时候
When a man makes sacrifices
同时又在犯罪抵挡上帝有什么意思
But at the same time he wants to sin against God What's the meaning then?
上帝说你献祭杀祭牲血流成河
And that's why God said that you make sacrifices kill these sacrifices and the blood flow like a river
一说你手一望
And also on the 15th or the first day of the month of the
month, 所以出售无限祭给我
And you make sacrifices on those days.
你遵守日子，遵守安息的。
You observe the days and the Sabbath.
我实实在在告诉你，我厌烦你们守安息。
But truly, I tell you, I hate your observation of Sabbath.
上帝变得好像咒诅那个日子。
It's as if that God is cursing that day.
正像今天的。
Like today.
多少人庆祝圣诞，把圣诞当作犯罪的事。
Many people who celebrate Christmas are using the day as a day to sin.
这次有两次我离开贾卡达飞机场。
And this the twice when I leave the Jakarta's airport on Christmas.
那么因为我一直坐飞机，他就给我一张。就是 lounge 可以到里面去先看报纸喝茶才上飞机的
Because I travel so frequently They give me a special pass to a lounge
那我进贵宾室的时候
So when I go to the VIP lounge
他们的欢迎的这个桌子上有一个圣诞老人
Their table of welcome has a Santa Claus there
我很想打他一巴掌
I feel like I want to clap this
那个老人摇屁股哪里好看
Because the old man they shake it
这个又是一个娃娃是一个假的圣诞老人
But it's not a real one
就在迎宾室的桌子的最前面
So it is in a guest room They place that a thing
哦，对那个招待员说
So I told the usher
世界最难看的圣诞老人就是这个
And that's the worst Santa Claus in the world
又老又不懂老不害羞摇屁股
And old age yet doesn't know what's right
一直笑一直笑
And he laughed
他说我每天都是感到好笑但是又不好意思笑
But every day I feel it's laughable I didn't laugh at
really 你这么一讲我真的感到好笑
But when he said I will laugh
那我拿掉他嘛
When you take it away
他说不能老板放的我不敢
I cannot because the boss put it in
所以我就进去了
So I enter
喝完出来那个圣诞老人还在那里
Still there
我很想再打他屁股
I thought he didn't butt off
一点不像样嘛
It's no good
对不对圣诞节
Christmas
是上帝赐平安的日子
It's the day God gives peace
变成最不平安的日子
But turn to a day without peace
圣诞节撞车的最多
Christmas time is the most accident
圣诞节喝酒的最多
And those who are drunk too
圣诞节打架吵架暗杀的最多
And even those who fight also in Christmas day
圣诞节进监牢的最多
And those people who put the prisoner the most on Christmas day
圣诞节飙车车祸最多
And even those who race cars the most in the
圣诞节装着圣诞老人抢东西的最多。
And those people who fake themselves as a Santa Claus
so you 看见了吗
rob.
不要为日子而骄傲。
Don't be proud because of days.
你的日子所要表达的。
Because what is being testified by days?
今意不是那日子的。
It's the true meaning on not the days.
献祭所要表达的。
And what is being signified by sacrifice?
内心对神的尊重不是那祭物的本身。
It's your honor to God, but not the sacrifice.
所以这些你弄清楚了以后。
So when they clear up all these things,
就把相对的不要绝对化。
And think with relative don't absolutize it.
绝对的不要相对化。
And what's the absolute don't relativize it.
所以保罗把这个讲清楚了。
Paul would expound all this.
相信我这三次一连讲这些
I believe that these three sessions I preach on this
你们已经很明白
You will be clear by now
这里有一句话特别要解释
But here there's a very important statement I must expound
你不要论断人
Do not pass judgment
因为
Because
他的主人在
His master is there
第二
The second
他一定能站住
And he will be upheld by the master.
我们许多时候
Many a time,
基督徒讨厌基督徒
When the Christian hate Christians,
基督徒轻看基督徒
Christian despise Christians,
基督徒反对与我们看法不同的基督徒
Christian oppose those disagree with us,
我们会犯什么毛病
And what kind of shortcoming we have fallen into?
把他当作没有得救的人来看待
We deem that as those who are unsaved.
把自己当作审判的上帝来审判的
And we deem ourselves as a judge, we are just like God.
我们对他的轻看绝对到一个地步他一定是
So our absoluteness in passing judgment is that they cannot stand up anymore.
保罗说不可以。
Paul said no.
我亲眼看见很多人对他的不满意、不赞成的朋友的看法，就盼望他呢可以在地上站不起来，没有办法站住，没有办法能够活下去的样子。
I've seen with my own eyes those people who despise him, his fellow Christians will hope that they can't even stand in the place.
但是神不是这样的
But that's not God.
神可以在他的软弱中间继续扶持他
In their weaknesses, God can support and uphold them.
有哪一个母亲盼望病的孩子快快死
Is there any mother who hopes that a son who is ill would die fast?
有哪一个母亲不盼望残废的孩子还可以完全医好
Is there any mother who hopes that the handicapped son would not be healed?
有许多的老师说这个学生是没有资格上我的课叫不来的
So, and is there any teacher who say that this, student cannot be tortured and chase him away?
没有一个妈妈说我生了一个白痴孩子杀死他他不配活在世界上
It will not be any single mother who say that I've given birth to an idiot and so worthy of living, I'll kill him.
爱迪生11岁的时候
Edison, when he was 11,
老师说你把这封信不要开带回去给你的妈妈
The teacher said this, this letter, don't open it, take it to your mother.
所以呢爱迪生就把他带回家了。
So Edison brought that back to the mother.
妈妈看的时候
，When the mother read,
眼泪直流
，and the tears rose down.
爱迪生问他说：“妈，老师写什么
？”The Edison was asking, "Mom, what's written there?"
老师说
，Your teacher say,
你的孩子太笨
，Your son is too stupid.
没有办法教的。
There's no way to teach.
明天不必上课。
Tomorrow he doesn't have to come.
妈妈老师这么讲是吧
And what did the mother say?
那我就没有用了
So the son said I have no use
妈妈把爱迪生抱在她手上
And this mother hugged Edison
她说孩子啊
Son
我要自己教你
I will teach you myself
她说叫全世界知道你是可以教成功的
So that the whole world know that you are teachable
今天我们在这里聚会不必点蜡烛因为爱迪生发明了电灯
Today here we're going to put on candles because they invented bulb
爱迪生比你笨吗
Is he more stupid than you do?
你一两次不成功，你就失望。
Maybe you will fail one or two times, you feel disappointed.
爱迪生发明电灯的时候
，You know when he invented this bulb,
失败了1700多次才成功。
He failed for more than 1,700 times before he succeeded.
不是马上可以成功。
Not many people will be successful instantly.
耐性比别人强几千倍，最后是他成功。不是你这个聪明人
Because their patience is more than others, and that's why he succeeded and not you.
所以呢，这里两句话。
So two statements here.
你轻看他吗
？Do you despise them?
不要轻看他。
Don't despise them.
因为他主人在那边。
Because his master is there.
你不能叫爱迪生。
You cannot teach Edison.
看不起他吗
？You despise him.
他的妈妈还活着啊。
His mother is still alive.
他的妈。
His mother was not despised.
他有伟大的母爱。
The great motherhood.
伟大的耐心。
And was patient.
伟大的爱。
The great love.
就产生了伟大的盼望。
Produced great hope.
不但如此。
Not only so.
他一定站住。
He was sent.
所以保罗在这里不准我们随便轻看别人。
Paul doesn't want us to despise others.
保罗要我们常常看我们所轻看的人。有一位主也是你自己的主
But look at the one that we despise because they have a master and that master also is your master
我们中国人呢有一句成语、啊、
We Chinese has a saying
打狗也要看主人、啊、
If you were to beat a dog you must see who is the master
你看这狗喂喂喂喂你要打死他
So when the dog is barking you want to beat
要打他
Don't
主人在哪
But the master is there
主人是谁
Who is the master
马哈蒂尔
马哈蒂尔
你敢把马爹的狗打死了
You dare to beat to death the master's dog?
你把马爹的狗打死啊
If you were to beat to death the master's dog?
马爹有一些狗来把你咬死了
Because some of the dog or master will bite you to death
打狗也要看主人
So if you were to hit a dog you must see who's the master
保罗在这里说他有他的主啊
Because Paul said he has a master
你不必论断他
You don't pass judgment
让他的主论断他
Let his master pass judgment on him
你不必审判他
You don't judge him
让他的主来审判。
That is master judgment.
为什么你可以代替上帝做最后审判官
Why is it you can substitute the place of the God to pass judgment?
作威作福对待你所认为和你看法不一样的。
You want to throw off and despise those that differ from you.
有很多我们所看不起的人后来很有成就。
There are people, many times we despise them, but yet they become very successful in the future.
中国人有两句成语。
And China also have two sayings.
一句就是说抒情断吹，另外一句是张仪垮裤。
And a
什么意思？有两个宰相。
There are two of these prime ministers.
一个叫做苏秦。
One is by the name of 苏秦。
一个叫做张仪。
One is 张仪。
张仪在他家里的时候。
张仪 when he's at home.
一直读书，一直读书。
He was studying and studying.
结果呢？ So, 他的这个嫂嫂。
So his sister-in-law.
不要再煮给他吃了。
Doesn't want to cook for him anymore.
你这么舒服。一直吃我们的饭
so you're so comfortable you eat our cooking
煮给他吃
I'm not going to cook for you anymore
结果呢就把他赶走
so chase him away
看不起他
despise him
另外呢一个苏秦
and that one 苏秦
他小的时候呢
when he was young
比较矮小
he was short
那乡村的人看不起他
so people in the village despise him
玩的时候叫他从他们的裤脚走过去
so when they were playing they want him to climb under the feet
这个对中国人说是侮辱一个人
to the Chinese very insulting
最大的侮辱
The biggest insult.
叫他蹲下来，跪着从你两个脚中间走过去。
To kneel down and pass by your two feet.
这两个人呢
？These two persons.
后来都变成首相。
So they turned these two persons turned to be ministers.
成功做宰相以后。
So they were successful become prime ministers.
回到他的家乡
，the village.
那个嫂嫂吓到魂不附。
So that sister-in-law was so frightened.
因为我曾经不煮饭给他吃，现在他是宰相，该宰死我了。
That means one I don't cook for him. Now he's a prime minister. He can kill me, you know.
那个从前，从前没做过事。现在看到回来，不知道他要不要报仇。
In the past, the village boy asked him to climb through the feet. Now he's frightened.
所以我们不要轻看的。
Don't despise.
你最轻看的人。
The one you despise the most.
可能有做你的孩子的老板，你的孩子做他的奴仆。
Maybe could be the boss of your children.
我们不要因为人穷轻看。
Not because people are poor with despise.
人跟我看法不一样。
Not people differ from us with despise.
每一个人都有出头的可能。
Everybody has possibility they can be successful.
每一天太阳都会下山。
Because every day the sun will set.
今天最骄傲。
Proud.
有一天可能名落孙山。
One day we may fall.
今天最卑微的人。
And those who are lowly today.
完全失败的人。
Those are totally failure.
每天东山再起。
One day they will come up again.
所以你不要按毛待人。
So do not despise people.
他有他的主人。
He has his master.
自己教训。
Lord, let you yourself teach.
让你自己判断。
Let you yourself pass judgment.
让你自己栽培。
Let you yourself build them up.
自己决定怎么带他，我不这么做。
You decide what to do, I won't do that.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
你要学习啊。
You must learn.
对别人好一点。
To be better for the others.
没有吃亏的。
You will not fall short.
对别人宽一点。
You will be more broad-hearted to others.
我妈妈常对我说。
My mother many times she told me.
人对你不好，你对他好。
If people are not good to you, be good to them.
人对你好，你对他更好。
If people are good to you, be better to them.
人对你好，永远不忘记。
People are good to you, don't forget them.
人对你不好，永远不纪念他。
If people are not good to you, don't remember them.
你对人好，永远不记得。
If you are good to others, don't remember yourself.
人对你好，永远不忘记。
If people are good to you, don't forget them.
你要做伟大的人。
You must be a great person.
你对人有量。
If you are accommodating to others.
上帝对你有福。
God also bless you.
所以耶稣基督对这些有量的人，他怎么讲
？To these people who are more very accommodating.
要上尖下流。
You'll be filled up to the top and flow even from the bottom.
连摇带按
And you shake it and also press it.
我们包花生的纸啊。
You know when you take kacaputi.
我们就做一个这样的样子。
This is the way we made a cone.
像斗一样，对不对
？Like a cone.
所以这个把它倒下来的时候。
So when it's turned upside down.
叫做上尖下流，懂不懂啊
？So then up is the top there.
上面尖的
，sharp，
下面流出来。
And here you flow out.
一定没有一粒花生留在里面。
Not even a single seed will be there.
如果这样会留在里面哈。
And you will keep it there.
如果这样会存得很好。
This way you keep alive.
再包起来就不会流掉了。
So when you close it,
keep it. 倒下来的时候。
When we being pulled up upside down.
尖
，sharp，
下流
，and the flow，
一定流不到一粒在里面。
Your flow not even one is there。
连摇带按
，and also you shake it, you press it。
等到你把东西装满了以后
，so when you have a few the，
你说满了满了
，nothing， you say it's
filled。不
，no，
摇摇摇摇 ，shake it， 它会变成不满的。
It will not be
对不对？摇，花生就变成结实。再摇摇摇，
more space now。
摇了再按按按
，shake and press，
结果就按得满满的，才爆了。 对别人好啊。
If you are good to others,
上帝给你福气永远用不完。
God's blessing will be abundant to you.
你对别人不好、啊、
You are no good to others,
上帝ahem, 你就完蛋了。
But ahem, and you die.
我们不要开玩笑。
Don't joke with God.
上帝是轻慢不得。
God cannot despise.
别人软弱。
We are weak.
我也软弱。
I'm weak.
别人跌倒。
People fall.
我也。
I also am.
别人受苦。
People suffer.
我难过。
I feel sad.
别人快乐。
People are good.
我快乐。
Joy, I feel joy.
这样待人。
If you deal with others in this manner and love others in this manner,
上帝就会赐福给你。
God will bless us.
所以呢，你的弟兄软弱。
So if your brothers are weak,
你不要轻看他。
Don't despise them.
你的弟兄成功。
If your brother is successful,
你不要妒忌他。
Don't envy them.
强的不要轻看弱的。
Those who are strong, don't oppress those who are weak.
弱的不要论断强。
And those who are weak, do not pass judgment on those who are strong.
他的主人在。
Because his master is there.
他主人会叫他站得住。
His master will uphold him.
今天你看的是暂时的现象。
Today you see some phenomena with temporal.
进步的过程中间。
And also in the process of progress.
上帝会叫瘸腿的站起来。
And for those who are lame and never can walk.
上帝会叫下酸的手挺起来。
And for the hand with weaker will raise it.
发酸的腿站着。
And even the legs too.
上帝会叫有病软弱的人站起来。
Those who are weaker, those who are sicker will raise them.
而且上帝可能用你帮助他站起来。
And God may use you to raise them up.
So we must be constructive, never be destructive.
我们一定要是建造性的，不是拆毁性。
永远建造。
Forever we are constructive.
永远做复兴的工作。
And building up.
不浇冷水。
Do not pour cold water on people.
不打断人。
Do not beat others.
我们不把亚当的芦苇不断。
And also we not destroy those who are weak.
不把江城的灯火吹灭。
And also want to quench the fire.
这样你才会效法耶稣基督。
Then you will learn from the example of Christ Jesus.
不但如此。
Not only so.
这里告诉我们。
Here it says.
如果你的意见已经坚定了。
If your view is established.
那你不容易改的话。
Not easy to change.
照准你认为最好的，对得起上帝就是。
According to what the things the best go according to God.
守日子的人。
Those who observe days.
是为主守。
Observe for the sake of the Lord.
不守日子的人。
Those who don't observe days.
是不为主守。
You observe, you don't observe.
为主不守。
You don't observe for the sake of God.
动机都是为了人。
The motive is for God.
当动机是对的。
When the motive is right.
现象不够的时候。
When the phenomena is sufficient, not sufficient.
人的动机感谢神。
According to people's motive, when they praise God.
靠着主给你恩典，你帮助他现象的亏欠。
By the grace of God, you want to supplement their lacking in the phenomena.
无论如何。
No matter what.
看人的动机。
You want to see people's motive.
如果有人做错事。
If people have done something wrong.
清楚知道他的动机是为了主。
But the motive is for the sake of God.
他的动机是良善。
Motive is good.
他的动机没有什么败坏邪恶的念头。
There's no evil in his motive.
你应当尊重他。
You must respect him.
我从前有时犯错。
In the past, sometimes I may be wrong.
就是我讲到很不喜欢人家打扰我。
So I don't want people to interrupt me when I preach.
有时候我一咳嗽的时候。
Sometimes when I cough.
马上几个人就走出去了。
And a few people will leave.
那我不知道他走出去做什么。
I don't know why he leave.
原来他去拿水给我喝。
He go and take water for me.
我再讲的最重要几杯水就一个一个拿上来。
So when I preach the most important few cup of water now here.
我那个时候就很生气。
I get angry.
不要做动，不要做动。
Don't move, don't move.
人家正在讲道。
Don't move.
原来他是拿水给我喝。
Actually, he want to take water from
当然最好拿水给我喝是还没有讲以前都拿好了
of course before the meeting is the best you get the water is crazier
有的人不是他是故意等很多人来了我才拿水这样大家可以看我出风头的机会
there are people who want to show off they wait for people to come before they take the water for me
那我没有办法知道他的动机是要帮助我或者要出风头不知道
so I don't know the motive whether to help me or you want to show off
但我动机是对的就是不要他影响别人听到
my motive is right because I don't want him to interfere others listening
如果说他的动机是盼望我不咳水可以喝水
so if his motive is that I won't cough so that they want to give me water to drink
我的动机是大家注意听到没有人受搅扰
and my motive is that I would not a single one be interrupted would listen to the sermon well
他拿茶上来的时候
so when he carry the water for me
我不懂这个原理我就当从这杯
so I don't know this motive I rebuke him in the public
结果呢很多人你看这个传道人凶到这个地步不像样
so, others will say that this is a priestess of yours
那另外一个人说你看人家好心人给他骂
so people will say that people are good and then he rebuke
好心叫雷惊
you are good yet the thunder will strike on you
所以怎么办呢
so what to do now
所以呢变成不大好
so it's not good
所以大家休息一件事情
so we learn one thing
如果动机是好的
if the motive is good
我们休息忍耐
we try to be patient
休息宽容
try to accommodate him.
我又不是上帝，怎么知道他动机好不好？
So I'm not God. How do I know whether it's a good motive or not?
这件事也要学习。
Even on this thing, I have to learn.
我从前刚刚出来讲的很严格。
When I was just become a teacher, a new preacher, I was so strict.
不可以做动。
Don't move.
哇，大家怕我怕的要命。
Everybody is so frightened of me.
又很喜欢听我讲。
But they like.
怕我骂他
they're frightened that I'm going to scold them
所以人家说像你这种传统很多人会小便在椅子上的
people like you people will wet down this chair
那你要怎么办
what are you going to do
哎呦我说阎王啊如果因为怕我就小便在那边真的不像呀你要会臭的半死都是因为我
because of me they will wet on a chair it's no good actually
有一次呢
there was once
我看见一个老人家
I saw an old lady
在高雄
in 高雄
听到快要结束的时候可能他要赶火车。
When I was about to end the meeting, she wanted to rush for a train.
我还没有讲完。
I haven't finished yet.
所以他就走出去。
So she walked away.
因为他怕我骂他。
Because she's afraid that I must scold her.
那个我才三十岁。
I was 30 plus.
他大概已经差不多六十八岁。
She's about 68.
所以这个老姐妹怎么走出去？
那 this is how she go out.
她就从那个行，这个座位中间那个空的行间呢，她这样出去。
Between the rows.She looked as she was crawling.
那个大概二十多排。
About 20 rows.
所以她要爬得半死，没有跌倒就感谢主。
And she wanted to crawl out.
我第一次感到，哎呀，我做人怎么这么坏呢
first time I feel how I'm so fierce.
她一个老人家这样慢慢爬，爬出去。
So the old lady was.
爬还容易啊，这个两个手抓不到这样爬的。后来我一面讲一面，一声你奶奶小声。
So I preached softly.
我说主啊，赦免我。
God forgive me.
等他跑到最后的时候
When she go to the last row
他才起来了
Then she come,
起来
stand up
他这样
Then she make this gesture
我知道有事情
I know something happened
他忘记带钥匙
forgot to take the key
那么他爬出去的时候他爬
when she crawl out
我是看到屁股
I was in the buttock
他再回来拿钥匙我看到面孔更糟糕了
When she come back I was in the face
我当众说把他叫出来
So I will name her out.
全部看她怎么办呢
well, people will see her.
她在门口忧愁满面。
So she was there, not knowing what to do. Not knowing what to do.
想两三次。
Two or three times.
我当时不知要怎么办。
So I don't know what to do.
我就转过来一直看那边。
So I turned to the other side.
好像正在讲什么让她平安进来。
So that she will come in.
我以为是主啊求主赦免。
I said, God forgive me.
慢慢学习爱心。
So I learned to love.
现在的弟兄姊妹。
So my dear friends.
很多事情。
There are many things.
是没有错
Nothing's wrong
我们照原则做
We do according to principle
讲对的话
And we say the right words
但是从另外角度来
But for another perspective
爱心是重要的
Love is important
智慧是重要的
Wisdom is important
有一些人比我更智慧
The people who are more wise than I do
所以他要走出去不敢走
So they want to walk out They cannot walk out
等我到后面黑板写字他就溜走了
So when I was writing on the board They will turn
写完了看还是没有人走动
So no one moved
我感到很平安
I feel peace
一个人说他们骗你啊
So they cheated you they say
你在后面写字很多人溜走
When you are writing a lot of people run away
所以这不是怕上帝是怕唐从容
They are not fearing God They are fearing
这个就没有用了对不对
It's no good
所以现在我也不写黑板了
So I'm not going to run on board.
不给你机会乱跑一
场。So you don't start to move now.
求主帮助。
God help us.
最后。
Finally.
我今天要讲的是。
And what I say?
什么是绝对的
？What is absolute?
什么是相对
？What is relative?
信仰是绝对。
Faith is absolute.
仪式是相对。
Rituals is a relative.
实质是绝对。
Substance is absolute.
现象是相对。
Phenomena is relative.
有永恒价值的是绝对。
Thing with eternal value is absolute.
只有暂时的需要的是。
Thing with temporal need is relative.
所以什么叫做暂时的需要
？What is temporal need?
比如说我们建礼拜堂要建哪一种方式相对
？For instance, what kind of form we have to build that relative?
啊，比如说我们做礼拜的地方一定要是专门被主用的。
For instance, the place we worship must be used by God.
或者我们可以借着租一个礼堂来做礼拜。
Or can we just rent a room auditorium to have our Sundays?
是相对。
It's relative.
你说我们要做一个礼拜堂，分别为圣，变成神用，别人不可以用。
You say when they build a church, it's only fully used by God.
这个是很好的。
It's good.
就是从动机来说，你是为神做的。
From the motive, you do it for God.
但是从实际的情形来说
，But from practical point of view,
是很难的。
It's difficult.
因为建造礼拜堂的可能有一部分是回教徒。
Because to the build a church, maybe some are Muslims.
建造礼拜的有一些是佛教徒
Some of the builders are Buddhists.
所以在基本上已经有一些非基督徒在里面了。
So on the very basic idea is that some are non-Christians who are involved in building.
我们用的圣餐杯是向非基督徒订的，可能不是基督徒做。
You know, the cup we use in Holy Communion may be also made by those non-Christians.
建方舟的人是不进方舟的。
And the one who built the ark never entered the ark.
挪亚跟他一家八口进方舟，可能在建造方舟上没有份。
And Noah together with the family may enter the ark, but the builder of the ark may not enter.
所以这样就绝对相对就变成我们要好好考虑。
So something with relative and absolute, you must think it carefully.
是吗？
Is it so?
Moses, 从早到晚
from morning to night,
百姓有什么困难来，他处理处理。
Whatever difficulty come to him, he deal with.
累到死也处理不完。
So he was so exhausting, he cannot deal with all problems.
所以上帝就感动耶特罗，他的岳父。
And God also moved out of Jethro
来对他说
and talked to him.
你这样太伤精神了。
Why you actually have squandered a lot of energy?
太废体了。
And waste a lot of body energy.
每一千个人
for every 1,000 people,
请一个人代替你处理一千人的事情
and organize people to deal with the matter of 1,000.
一千人再分成十个一百人
and then this 1,000 divided into 100.
每一百人再分成十个十人
100 divided into 10.
所以就十副长
So you have these people who rule over 10.
五组一个叫做五十副长
and rule over 50.
一百个人一组叫做百副长
the leader of centurions.
什么一千个人叫做千夫长
and also the centurion for 1,000
这样一个人在十个人里面可以处理的不必带到你这里
so those methods that can deal within the 10 people you don't have to bring to you
千夫长不能处理的才带到你
when it comes to the centurion they cannot deal with those things that come to me
就像金字塔的形象
so like a pyramid
pyramid style of organization
pyramid style organization
pyramid style of leadership
金字塔的领导方式
摩西在最高的地方处理那些不能处理的事
So Moses said at the top to deal with those problems that can be solved by others. 过来
这个效率就大得不得了
So the effectiveness arose.
这样旧约圣经隐藏了二次世界大战才证明出来的一个理论
So this the Old Testament hidden the principle which is being expounded after the 20th century.
一个权力最高的人所能控制的最有效的团体的力量是120个人
Effective group that a leader can control is 120 people.
所以呢，千夫长。
So this century.
一个千夫长。
The first.
下面有十个百夫长。
And they have, I'm sorry, 10 centurions under the one who grew over 1,000.
二十个。
And 20.
这一个。
Of the centurions.
五十夫长。
Those who grew over 50.
他说，又有这个100个百夫长。
100 of those who grew over 10.
这样就变成130个人。
And then 130.
所以二次世界大战的时候。
So after the Second World War,
加拿大的海军证明出来
the Canadian Navy they found it.
一个人控制120到130，果效是最大的。
It's most effective for one to rule over 120 to 130.
上帝的道是没有错。
But God has that man.
到了二十世纪的时候
，when it comes to 20th century,
有研究出来，教师教导的学生最好是15个以下的学生。
And it has been studied that the teacher the best the group that they teach is that 15 in the class.
超过15个。老师所能控制的每一个个体的人格的发展就受困难。
When it's more than 50, it's difficult for teachers to deal with the personality development of the students.
刚才那一条旧约证明出来。
And so that was proven in the Old Testament.
现在这一条新约证明出来。
And now this one is proven in the New Testament.
耶稣的学生只有12个。
Jesus has only 12 disciples.
也就可以传遍到普天下去。
He can preach the whole world.
所以上帝没有错的。
God is not wrong. God is not wrong. God is the source of wisdom. Praise God.
So, 这样什么意思呢?
What is the meaning then?
有一些事,
there are things
基督徒才可以做,
only Christian can do.
有一些事,
there are things
上帝许可外教祭司来做摩西的顾问,
and God allowed the priests of the other religions to become the advisor of Moses.
相对的,
and relative.
有一些是绝对的,
some are absolute.
有一些是相对的,
some are relative.
法律问题。
And law.
在马来西亚要问马来西亚的法律家，虽然他不是基督徒。
In Malaysia, you got to consult those experts of law in Malaysia, even though they may be non-Christians.
那关于这个工匠问题，工匠，这个 carpenter.
Or carpenters, builders.
那是建筑的问题。
And builders.
我们不要以为我是教会的领袖，我一定最好。
Don't think that I'm a church leader, I'm the best in this.
我设计礼拜堂。
I dare to design churches.
因为贾加达最大的工程师承认我比他更会设计。
Because the best architect even in Indonesia and Jakarta deem that I'm better than he does.
但是在那个 engineering 的事情上。
But upon things of engineering.
我就请教他们。
I got a consultant.
那一方面他比我更好。
Because that, and that matter is better than I do.
所以这个不是我树林，什么都要我包办，这是相对的。
This is not something because more spiritual I must do everything because thing of relativeness.
那么绝对的事情是什么呢
？Thing we are absolute.
我们绝对是信仰的问题。
And the faith.
我教会财务的问题。
And thing about finance.
我们请世界级的公司来查我们的账。
I have the international standard auditor to audit our
account. In the international company, on audit, audit.
Yeah, international audit company to audit our company.
他们来查我们。
Audit our audit.
他们对账查到你一分不能漏掉，表示教会是诚实的。
Even a single cent will be accountable.
你说这一定神的工作，神的叫神的仆人或者神的儿女来做，不一定。很多神的儿女很笨很糊涂的。
You will not say because this is a church account, it must be audited by only the Christian. No.
怪不得外邦人看不起基督教。
And that's when the non-Christian despise us.
在香港有一个基督教的电视节目，给他拒绝，你付多少钱他都不要。
In Hong Kong, even the television station reject some of the Christian program.
One time.
There was one. Reject the Christian program.
为什么呢
？Why?
你们的 technique 太低了。
Because you're so low in your technique.
就是美国他们的 Billy Graham 的节目比任何美国 NBC。ABC 的节目更严更够规格
But in America the acknowledge that Billy Graham standard is also very good standard
这一次我在 Jakarta 的音乐会
When I was in Jakarta our music concert
三个人指挥
And three conductors
其中
One of them is me
一千个人演唱
And 1,000 in choir
四千个人参加音乐会
And 2,000 attend the concert
那么呢我们把它全部做好的节目移到电视台
So we have made the program and send it to the television station
我们出一万两千美金
Spend $12,000
用44分钟
and using 44 minutes
接触的广播电台的这个新闻等等
and give me the news and also advertisement
你播出去
when you broadcast it
马上电话进来说程度很高播得很好取景录音都是第一
many of the phones came and having very good response
那么你记得
so you remember
有一些事
there are things
基督徒做
Christian will do it. There are things.
非基督徒也可以做。
Nonsense also can be
taught. 这些事的训练不一定我比他好。
But upon the training, all this we must be better than they do.
如果基督徒做的比非基督徒更好
，If Christian be better than the non-Christians,
主就得荣耀。
But it's glorified.
问题是我们做的不好，又不要让人家做，那就不好。
The thing is that you can do it well and do not allow others to do it, it's not good.
我们不可让主的名受羞辱。
We don't want to put God's name in shame.
在信仰的实质上
，But in the substance of faith,
你绝对不能让非基督徒。
You cannot have the non-Christian involved.
这是什么呢
？Is that
就关于历世历代共同信仰的事情，不可过问基督徒。
That is
未过非基督徒。
The orthodox faith of the Christians that cannot be interfered by the non-Christian.
你不能非基督徒，你赞成不赞成三位？